Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It is a new year. Old has already begun, even within one day. Yesterday was 2011. Today it is 2012. It is a new year, not the old year. It is a new year. Newness coming out of the new thinking, new living. This year, we've been starting already the new year with a new thinking, new hope, new living. What kind of new hope do you have in this year? And then yesterday, and throughout the week, and then I was thinking, what kind of new year am I gonna have? What kind of new year do I want to have? I surely believe that all of you had the questions in your heart this week, and last week, and week before, if not a month in advance. Think about it. What kind of New Year would you like to have? New Year's resolution. Resolution, new plan, new vision, new hope. If we do the same thing over and over, expecting that different outcome, new outcome, it's not going to be happening. If you are doing the same thing, what you did yesterday, and expecting new thing out of the old habit you are practicing in your life, what are you going to have? Old results, right? We say that it's a new year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Year is given for you and me. Adjective we are putting into the year is a tool. Adjective we always say that, especially today. Happy New Year. Every year we are getting New Year. First day of the New Year, year, we always said Happy New Year. How happy you were you last year? How new it was last year, 2011. Would you like to repeat the same outcome you had last year to this year? Maybe some of you. But most of the people said, we would like to have a new year, new result, new happiness, new joyous life, with a new hope we're going to approach. But unless you and I changed our mindset and changed our living, the way we operate our lives together, it won't give us new year at all. Today it is the first day of the new year. And first Sunday, first morning, what did you have in your mind when you coming to church in this morning? To be honest, last week I was informed not to expect not many people for today's service because it is a New Year's Day and an unusual people go out, party, the last night of the year and the people will be dead tired to come to church. So people told me that do not expect that many people. If you have about 20 people, that is a good number. Sonny, do not feel disappointed and discouraged by seeing the number of 20 on on New Year's Day. So I tried to prepare myself. No matter what, one or two are gathered together in worship to start the new year. New year, happy new year. That is going to be sufficient for this community and for me too. But look, how many people we have in this congregation? I do believe that this is a new sign that we're going to have a new year this year, 2012. Before we start, and while we are beginning the new year's mode, we needed to think, what kind of new hope would you like to accomplish or pursue? New vision, new plan. In order to have a new plan, you and I needed to have new things to go for. And while I was pondering this newness of this year, I came up with one clip from Alice Wonderland. And I would like to share this video clip with you if you are able to just look at the video.
Where was I? I wonder which way I ought to go.
The brilliant and the slightly poles, a did the guile and him fell in the way. All the music were the water holes and the warm grass of the grave.
Now, where in the world do you suppose that?
Lose some.
Oh! I was just wondering.
Oh, that's quite all right. One moment, please. Ooh. Second chorus. "'Twas brilliant, and the slithy toves did beguire and gimbal in the way.
Why, you're a cat.
A Cheshire cat, all a mimsy. Oh, the water goes.
Oh, wait! Don't go, please!
Very well. Third chorus.
Oh, no. Thank you, but I just wanted to ask you which way I ought to go.
Well, that depends on where you want to get to.
Oh, it really doesn't matter. As long as I can...
Then it really doesn't matter which way you go. Oh, by the way, if you'd really like to know, he went that way.
Who did?
The white rabbit.
He did?
He did what?
Went that way.
Who did?
The white rabbit.
What rabbit?
But didn't you just say, oh dear.
Can you stand on your head? However, if I were looking for a white rabbit, I'd ask the Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter? No, I don't...
Or there's the March Hare in that direction.
Thank you. I think I shall visit him.
Of course, he's mad too.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here. You may have noticed that I'm not all there myself. And the horrors of
goodness. If the people here are like that, I must try not to upset them.
Cheshire Cat gave us some message today. This year, where do you want to go? What are you and I, you and I are chasing this year? What are we are pursuing? What are you pursuing this year? What do you want to celebrate at the end of this year? Alice said that, I don't care, give me a direction. And then a Cheshire Cat said, it doesn't matter if you do not know where you wanted to go. Just go wherever you want. Do you want to just live the life the way you want without having any focus? Without pursuing anything, just driving for driving's sake, living for the living's sake? Or do you want to accomplish something? Cheshire Cat said that if you do not know what you are chasing for, where you want it to end, it doesn't matter what you are thinking, what you are doing. Just living. Just do whatever you want, and you're going to end up somewhere. Do you want to live the life like that or not? This year, I would like to make sure that you and I are going somewhere and doing something meaningfully, purposely. So at the end of this year, you and I can say that we got there. We are getting to somewhere. Where are you heading? If you simplify this language in here, what it will be the end product of your living for this 2012, which is called mission. What do you want to accomplish? How is a vision statement? And then what kind of value would you like to make out of it in the process? It is called the core value. Church is a living organism. We cannot really boxing it out, but it's living through it. But when we are living together, we need to have some destination. The today's message titles, I put a set our compass. If I use the modern language in here in the 21st century, I'm saying that set our GPS correctly. You and I need to know where we are. And also you and I need to know where we are heading to. So GPS will get us a direction. Many different routes is going to be given. But if we choose the route based on the core value you and I have, which will not be negotiable, we're going to get there the way we want it, the way God wants it. If you open your Bible, Isaiah, in here, the main passage, I put it out, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. The context of this passage is the Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel. They were kind of in fear right now. And then they heard that Assyrians, the nation, will attack by rising their power. And they were so fearful. And then they were wondering that, should I rely on our neighbor country, Egypt and Assyria? The nation got divided into two groups. And then one group said that, since we're going to have an enemy who's going to be rising in power, we need to rely on our right neighbor country called Egypt. And then another group said that, no, Egypt is not as strong enough. We need to rely on Syria, one of the country neighbors in Judah. But Israel was kind of divided. Judah, the southern kingdom of Judah, Israel, which is called Judah, they were in that context. Someone tried to attack their country, and the nation got divided into two groups, rely on Egypt or rely on Assyria. But Prophet Isaiah said, wrong. Do not rely on Egypt. Do not rely on Syria. In the passage, he is saying this. Rely on your Redeemer. Redeeming God. Rely on redeeming God. The God who teaches us what is the best for us. God who directs us in the way we should go. Rely on God. Do not rely on the person right next to you. Do not rely on the nation right next to you. This year, I know for sure that you and I will get many different pressures all over the places. Especially high school students and college students. You're going to get a peer pressures here and there. If you do not know what direction you would like to go, and what vision, what kind of process you would like to have, based on what value, core value you have, you're going to be shifting around in many different directions. Many churches, they lost, and they go to the conference and to buy and attend the conference and learn something new technique and try to imitate whatever other churches are doing, instead of diagnosing the current situation and define the direction and which is mission and vision and core value. Where do you want to go? Some people said, go to the Willow Creek and learn from it. Go to our Savior, the other church, and learn from it. Yes, we can learn from them. But we cannot exactly doing the same thing what they are doing. Because our Redeemer community is a different entity with a special purpose, a special mission. Your wife cannot do the same thing what your neighbor's wife does. Don't compare your wife with someone else. Don't compare your husband with someone else. Don't compare your children with someone else. They are uniquely, purposefully, beautifully designed the persons of God in your life. Acknowledge that different purpose. Do not rely on someone else, but rely on God, redeeming God. whatever happened in the past can be redeemed with God. And new things will be coming out of it. One of the new things that I'm, well, not a new thing. Usually Christmas time, I buy gifts for my husband. I do not use my cash. I do not use any check. I do not use any spending money out of the bank account. Usually I redeem the points I earn by using the credit card. I use the credit card throughout the year. That is extra point, extra the grace. The point I'm trying to make in here. Every day you are earning some points from God. Every day is a great, amazing point you are earning. Mm-hmm. You can redeem this 24 hour per day with God. Bring the new things. You do not spend any special cash or anything with God because you already earned this amazing redeemable point through Jesus Christ. Every day, 24 hours, amazing points you and I are earning and having it every day. But we forgot to redeem this point. You know that? We collected a grace from God in our system, in our lives. We never use this point we earn, which is given from God through Jesus Christ. As you and I heard the special music, Christmas must be something more. It is not a December 25th. Happy birthday, Jesus. That was not it. There was just something more. Do you know that? Every day we are starting this new spirit, new year, new journey with hope, great hope, in celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. We earn this point by receiving in Jesus Christ, receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. How are we doing with this redeeming points we are earning and given through Jesus Christ? You do not need to invest on other things in your life. You already have everything what you need. I have already everything what I need. You and I already have everything what we need for this year and years to come. Simply, we need to allow ourselves to the vision, to see the vision and vision God has set it up for us for this year and years to come. Certainly, it is the day. Instead of killing your time and wasting your time, be productive. Be more conscious about how you are spending your time. Quality of time, not the quantity of time. Quantity of time is already given for you and me, 24 hours. How quality of time you would like to have? Every day, if you spend a quality of time with the people and in your life, it will add some more and more, and later on, you will set quality of life you are having it. You start today with a new hope, new setting, by setting up the new way of doing, living our life. As a church, since we are beginning a new year as a community of faith, I would like to encourage you and me to incarnate into the mission and vision and core value we have. New wine needed to put it into the new wine skin. Wine skin usually made out of the goat skin, which is a core value we're going to looking into it. Mission is the wine we're going to put it in here. What kind of wine would you like to put it in? And what kind of the wine skin do we want it to use? What kind of shape? That is called the vision. Mission is end product. Vision is the process going into the end product. core value is what shape, what kind of purpose and intention we have in terms of pursuing the mission and vision in this community. You can apply it into your personal life. But we as a community got together. I would like to make sure that you and I know what direction we are heading to and what process we're going to be taking from where we are, and also what value we're going to be respecting each other, being community together. Let us review the mission of the church. The mission of the church is
to make disciples of Jesus Christ.
That is why we are becoming the church together. This mission statement should not collect the dust on your bookshelf or in your mind. It needed to be meant something. Make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We are not just here to just do the Christian things by ourselves. First, we are equipping ourselves to be more like a disciples of Jesus Christ by learning, through the example Jesus set before us. Why? Because we would like to transform the world around us for the transformation of the world. Some people, the world can be defined as Shambu community. Some people can define the world as a Cook County. Some people can define the world as Illinois State, or the United States, or the whole world, including all the nations out there. It is okay how you wanted to define it. In our church, we have many different ministries that pursuing the different community, different world in this community. For the transformation of the world. Within the congregation, for the transformation of the world, we are emphasizing the congregational care ministry. Care for each other through the prayer, bringing the new ministry, so-called other types of the small group ministry here and there. And for caring for the world in the community, we are participating in so many different ministries, caring ministry in the community. You can get some more information in the narthex. How about caring for the whole world mission? Through the apportionment, which is a mission given to the denomination, we are reaching out the whole community, whole world out there, third country, and other country in the world. We are participating in all of this to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That is the outcome. That is the end result. How we're going to make a disciples of Jesus Christ for the purpose of transforming the world. How? I'm asking the vision statement in it here. In this congregation, we say that the vision of our church is
feed the home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone.
It should be home, not the house, not the building. Home. What kind of home do you want to have in this place? Argumentational home or disastrous home? Unclean house, would you like to have it? No, we are saying that we're going to create a home. But welcoming home, nurturing home, and celebrating home. Whom? We're going to celebrate God and everyone. Whoever God has given to us, whoever visiting this place, and then we wanted to make sure that these people feel welcomed and nurtured and celebrate in the presence of God so they can rest in the presence of God. That is that our direction, process, that our route that we are creating. That is our compass. How can get to the mission of the church or the end result in place. The destination. And then the process while we are to become a home. And the mothers in the house usually say that to the college students who are coming back home for a holiday or vacation or something like that. As long as you live in this house, you need to abide into the rule of this house. Usually the rule of the house is what mother says, right? And in this house, we have a rules too, some guideline, which we call the core value, which is non-negotiable. which we define that we first, we believe in the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which is non-negotiable to be the church together as our Redeemer's United Methodist Church. That is a first core value, which is not negotiable. Core value means not negotiable. So let's read it, the first the core value, which is? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are reinforcing this core value by reciting the Apostles' Creed at the beginning of the worship service, because you and I needed to be really incarnated into these statements. Number two value, we say that we believe in God's Word, which is a Scripture. That's why that we are putting this Scripture message right in front of us. We read the Bible, we interpret the Bible, we apply this Bible message into our life because we believe that God is speaking through the Scripture reading. So the second core value of our church is?
We believe in God's Word.
And the third one is we believe in prayer. We do believe in the power of prayer. Because of that, you and I, as a community of faith together, we start our ministry with a 40-day fasting prayer on. If you have not signed up for giving up one meal for this church, please do so. Every prayer counts. Every prayer counts because we know that, and we believe that, the power of a prayer works. Power of a prayer. We believe in prayer. So third core value of our community is?
We believe in prayer.
And the fourth one is, we believe a people matters to Jesus Christ. People matters. You and I are the matter persons to God, there is no reason to get together as a church. Because you can worship God by yourself in front of the TV, right? But God said that through Jesus, one or two are gathered together, two or three more are get together in my name. There is a church, there is a presence of God. Yes, if you are physically not available to come to church, you have to turn on the TV, hear the word of God at least. But if you are mobile, you are able to get out of bed, I'm encouraging you to participate in worship as a worshiper, to have this core value. People matters to Jesus Christ. That's why we are caring for each other. That's why we are caring for people in the community. That's why we are going far and near and far to care for people, because these people matters. These people matters to Jesus Christ. In the same tone, Jesus, before die on the cross for us, Jesus offered this Passover's table to you and me and to disciples. Why? Because people matter to Jesus. He wanted to make sure that you are being cared by, loved by God through Jesus Christ. Because of this example he would like to set before us for God's love and God's glory, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God and broke the bread and gave to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Because I love you so much. All the regret from the past can be redeemed. All the God's grace can redeem all your sinful nature and all the wrongdoings. You can redeem by God's grace, by renewing your new covenant." In the same way, after supper was over, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks to God and gave to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood shed for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sin. As often you drink from this, remember me. Remember God's love through me. Remember that you are being loved by God, so you can love yourself as you love yourself. Love others." Let us pray. Gracious, holy, loving God, thank you so much for being our God and for giving us new year, new day, and new time of worship, Lord. As we are saying that it is a new year, Lord, surely help us to make this year to be new year and a new glorious year so we can give you new glory to you at the end of this year. Whatever resolution, whatever plan we do have, Lord, help us to align all the plan to your will so we can give you full glory. Because you are the God who given us this amazing, amazing time on the earth. Thank you, God, for being who you are. And thank you, God, for being our God. In Christ's name. Amen.